Let's quickly recap what we'll be chatting about. We're going to be looking at the denuclearization of Iran moving forward well and good meetings in Doha, as well as Netanyahu's goal, peace with Lebanon. Israel and the United States sign a relocation agreement for the U.S. Embassy. So we're going to pop into that conversation now with Ellie and find out what is happening in Israel. Ellie, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. What's happening in Israel?
My pleasure.
Great to.
What's happening in Israel? It's pretty much business like usual. You would think that, at least in the center of the country, that it's just a regular summer day. The airport is bursting at the seams. They've reopened the older terminal. Traffic jams stretching from here to the horizon.
So just a normal
just a
day.
Regular day. Typical crazy Israeli day. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Let's look at the he's a dyslexic guy trying to pronounce this word. Denuclearization of Iran moving forward well. Good meetings in Doha. Tell us a little bit about that.
So basically, you know, this is a game that everybody sitting on the side is not really clear about what's going on, although it's pretty simple. This is a negotiation that's basically going nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I think that's clear to most of the parties involved, and everybody's trying to basically kind of play around, you know, and waste some time for their own purposes. The Americans want to get past the midterm and want to keep the price of oil low and keep the public quiet. And the Iranians need financial relief. And the thought that every day that passes is a day farther away from actual warfare returning to their shores, because, you know, it's, you get worked up and then, okay, their pressing needs for warships and military in other parts of the world and this and that. And, you know, like, for example, we had all these airplanes that were parked at Ben Gurion Airport that were interfering with the commercial airlines being able to park their planes there. And so they ended up having to move a lot of them to some other places. So, like, from the Iranian perspective, it's like, okay, great, they're starting to wind down the military operations. They don't have the same assets in place already and things like that. You know, from their perspective, waste of time. And every day that goes on, they're continuing with their agenda. So it's a summer lull right now. It's clear to everybody involved that it's not going to continue this way.
And a lull is always a good thing. Calm is always a good thing. Netanyahu's goal, peace with Lebanon. What's going on with that? Is this some of the legacy that he's wanting to perhaps leave?
I think Israel has always wanted peace with all its neighbors.
Yeah.
And Lebanon is no exception. Lebanon, you know, has been a country that's been under siege internally by different factions, you know, throughout the past 50 years. You know, they had some kind of system in place that managed to make peace, or some kind of peace, between the different factions for a long time. That's why they have a president from one sect and a prime minister from another and all that. But on the other hand, first it was the Palestinians who infiltrated into Lebanon and caused problems. Then it was the Shia, who are a minority then, who meanwhile have become not a majority, but one of the largest religious sects in that, and their arming and their and their attachment to Iran and all that. So right now something very interesting is happening. The normal Lebanese are starting to stand up for Hezbollah, who, after what Israel has done the past 2 years, has become so much weaker and doesn't have the same kind of forceful leadership and all that. So it's a unique time, and you know, it might even be that part of what's going on with Iran and the States was actually to keep them a little bit busy, so that behind their back they could come and do what actually happened in Lebanon is forge a direct Lebanese-Israeli entente. And that is as a result of that we've seen something that we've never seen before, that Israel's engaging directly with the Lebanese government, and they have a thing in place. Israel, the only reason that Israel wants to be in Lebanon is to make sure that Lebanon, which from the mountains oversees a lot of the Israeli settlements and towns on the borderline, are not under danger, which they have been. And what they're uncovering, like this huge tunnel network that they uncovered and are dismantling right now, 25 meters underground, that was huge. It was, and they said it was an underground airport.
I mean, it looked literally like a highway. I mean, it was absolutely massive.
I think a lot of people didn't realize what was amassed against Israel 3 years ago. You know, you could say luck, or people, if you're a believer, you can say it's providence that actually pushed things into a position that so many things that were a severe danger to the future of Israel and its population have been totally, more or less totally dismantled by now. I mean, the security situation is so vastly different than it was. It's almost unbelievable.
Absolutely incredible, but proof again and again that Israel cannot be told how to protect its own citizens by the outside world. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous.
That's true. That's for sure. Although, if we take a look at the results of 15 years or 20 years of poor military doctrine, you know, the results, we saw them 3 years ago. Yeah. So I'd like to think that Israel can rely on itself. Unfortunately, 3 years ago, we saw that it couldn't. It got stuck in a rut. Hopefully now things have changed drastically, and we won't be put in a position like we've actually been in for the past number of years.
So ever again, please God. And Israel and the United States signing a relocation agreement for the U.S. Embassy?
Right. The basically, they I think they wanted to, you know, they found something that was suitable when they initially moved, but I think that right now they're just looking to move the embassy into a more suitable location, the facility would be more suitable to what they need. That's basically what's behind that. It's not that it's moving out of Jerusalem or anything. That's already fact on the ground, and a number of other countries have already joined suit as well.
Okay, fantastic. Now, something that I would like to ask you, if possible, a feel-good story. We've mentioned the weather and the vibe. What have we got that's a good news story or two that's coming out of Israel?
Oh, that's an excellent question. We're always focused on the negative.
Yep.
I think
have to give Simon his show back, I wanted to get that in.
I wasn't prepared for that kind of, but I think there are a couple things that are, I mean, the good news is A, that Israel's in a vastly different position from a security standpoint. Mm-hmm. The good news is that I think the world, or I think Jews in the world are seeing that unfortunately anti-Semitism is. And I say that's a good thing, because I think that since World War II, we were lulled into a sense of, oh, you know, like, I mean, you see a show like like Larry David or something like that. They say Jews can make that much fun of themselves and feel comfortable about it. And, you know, and I think that the real fact of the matter is that, you know, we have to come to an understanding that the anti-Semitism and the jealousy against the Jewish nation and everything they brought is, but, you know, I think it's all leading towards something good, because thing, you know, they say it's darkest before sunrise. Yeah. So that's, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not a forecaster of when Messiah is supposed to arrive, but we see that things in the land of Israel are good. Things are getting better. The economy is good. I mean, you know, there are different hiccups and ups and downs, but there's a lot of good stuff that's happening, and lot of good things to look forward to. Hopefully also Aliyah of a lot of our brethren from the diaspora.
Absolutely. Eli, unfortunately, we have to wrap it up there, but what a great message to wrap the show up on. That's Eli Cohen, journalist and author. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Home Run.